Hey, my friend, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. This episode, we're talking about how much does search engine optimization cost? SEO. Stay tuned. Hey, what's going on, my friend? This is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. On this episode, I have a question that I want to dive into and give you the best answer possible. Okay, so he goes, so after burning $25,000 through Facebook advertising, that's a lot of money, I only have a little over 1,000 leads to show for it and no customers, I'm guessing, because it's not mentioning any customers. At this point, I will not quit online marketing. Good spirit, that's the spirit right there, but we got to get you to profitability though. Okay, so he says, so I've just stumbled across another marketing strategy, search engine optimization. Apparently, I can budget on a flat monthly fee while my online exposure grows perpetually. That's true, and that's partially true and partially a lie. But first of all, before I continue with the question, let me just tell you what search engine optimization means, or SEO for short, right? Essentially, when people have questions about anything in life right now, in life period, right? Or they have a problem and they're looking for a solution, or they're looking for more information to get through to achieving something, typically people go to a place on their phone, right? And it's called Google, right? People Google. Sometimes they want to dig a little deeper. If you're looking for more of a customer, someone that's looking for something to consume, they may go on YouTube to search for tutorials, right? They want to learn how to cook something. They want to learn how to cook some type of food, lasagna. They want to learn how to fry plantain. They want to learn how to cook Nigerian jollof rice, whatever it is. You can go on YouTube and search for a tutorial. And people that go on YouTube are typically more of people that are looking for information. People that are on Google are also looking for information, but sometimes they're still in the research mode where they're just scrambling looking for something. But both of them, Google, YouTube, or any search engine, sometimes Yahoo, Bing, if it's pre-installed on your computer, typically, but Google controls about 70% of market share of the search market share, right? So that's what we call search, okay? When people go and they go search on Google for anything, for any answers to any questions they're looking for, that's what search engines are. I mean, Google, Yahoo, YouTube, Bing, and things like that. Those are the search engines right there. Okay. So, search engine optimization is essentially the process of creating content. When I say content, that means information, okay, about solution, creating content or information that provides answer to questions, that provides solutions or solution information to a problem, right? Or help people relieve, help people relieve a pain, right? So you provide information that provides pleasure, that relieves or replaces a pain. See the way I just said it? People, you and I do it every day. We have a question. We say, hey, what's the meaning of this thing? Say, what does that mean? Or can we get through it? And then you go on Google, you search for information, or you see like a symptoms of something on your body. You don't know what it is. You go on Google, you search, and maybe WebMD pops up. For example, my BMW, everything, like I just fixed the batteries and stuff like that. And the symptoms it was showing for me from a traditional standpoint did not look like it was battery. Like I would drive, right? I would drive, and when I go there in the morning, when I start it starts properly. If the car has been sitting there for a while, it starts right? But if I drive around town and I pull in somewhere and about to leave, like within a short minute, like short few minutes, right? Because the car is still hot, the car will not start anymore. So that didn't sound like battery for me. Now I know it's battery because I've had the experience. But before that, I went on Google, I searched BMW X5, and I looked for the information on, why is it doing that? And all kind of information popped up. There was a lot of information that said it's probably battery. Some of them said it's probably a fuel pump relay. Some of them said it's a starter. Some of them said, hey, just replace this, it should be fine. But bottom line is that all those websites that are popping up, somebody may have optimized them for the search engines, okay? Because think about it, when you search on search engines, right? Sometimes, depending on the competition, sometimes 500,000 results shows up, sometimes 3 million results shows up, depending on how competitive that keyword is. And the competition comes from people searching for it. If a keyword is something that people search for a lot, it will have high competition typically, okay? So there are times where you have to weigh what you optimize your website for. You don't want too high competition and you don't want too low competition. You want enough competition that there's actual traffic. There's an actual market size that's sizable that you can get customers from, but you also don't want to go for highly competitive because if you go too high in competition, you're fighting a losing battle with people that have optimized their website and have age. Domain age or web page age that's a lot longer than yours, right? So you got to find the balance between the both. Now, something new that I'm just learning on YouTube is a little bit different, okay? On YouTube, you actually want competition, but again, that's topic for another day. But that's what search engine optimization is. When you optimize your website so it can become a lot more visible, has a lot more, so it can be, have, so the website can has a lot more exposure. When people are searching online, that's what we call search engine optimization, just in case, and that's short SEO. So a lot of businesses are starting to pay attention to optimizing their website for the search engines, right? You can pay to show on Google at the top result, the one that shows ad with the green text that show ad right next to it. You can pay, that costs a lot of money, or you can optimize your website to start showing from position number 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. From 3, 4, 5 to 13 is free position if you optimize your website properly. I'm talking about in the search results. Once you search for something, the result that shows up, the 10 different results that shows up, that position, the first three is paid for. If it's highly competitive and highly valuable keyword, it's paid for. You see ad right next to it. But anything below that is free if you can optimize your website for that. And that's what search engine optimization is all about. So let's continue. Since you now know what search engine optimization is, let's continue into it. Apparently, he says, apparently I can budget on a flat monthly fees while my online exposure grows perpetually. It's true, okay? But partially true because you have to, you know, maybe not so much work, maybe not so much time, because this is a battle between how much of time and how much money you invest, right? So, but we'll get into that a little bit in a little bit here. However, I've seen all types of discrepancies in rate. That means cost of optimizing your website, right? It's free if you have the skills, right? But if you're a business owner, you probably don't have the time to be optimizing your own website, that you can pay somebody a fee to help you do that. And that's where the flat monthly fee thing is coming in, depending on how much content they're going to produce for you, how much content they're going to help you optimize in a given month, right? So, like, it grows perpetually. The only way it can grow perpetually is if you continue to create content, okay? However, there are special scenarios if you really know what you're doing where you can create a limited amount of pieces of content and they can take off on their own. But eventually, the problem is that competition is always coming behind you and they may come for your content and, you know, and outrank you, okay? Because the key here is that you want to rank high in the search engine results when people search for stuff, okay? How much does the search engine optimization SEO cost? I have seen some cheap quotes as low as $250 in India. What's realistic? Thanks. All right, so good question. Yeah, so yeah, I'm finally getting to the answer. How much does search engine optimization cost? What it costs depends on how much of time and how much of money you're personally investing in it, okay? And what you need to realize that is that it's not an exact science. It's a heart and a science at the same time, okay? There's a science to it, but it's a heart because you have competition and you have factors that you can't necessarily control, okay? That's beyond your control. So because of that, it's a heart and a science, but you can absolutely bring it down to science by simply outproducing the rest of the market when it comes to content. Does that make sense? You can absolutely do that. So what you want to do is you want to keep producing and producing more content. Now, sometimes people want to outsource that part of the business too, where you could produce content. When I say content, that means the video and the articles that provides the information into the marketplace and publish them. Okay, you publish those things online and you optimize them for the search engine. So when people search for, when your ideal customers search for the terms they would typically search for, you want your video and your articles to show up. So for example, somebody searching for dog poop, whatever, right? That's somebody that owns a dog. If that's what you sell, you want to be optimizing for optimizing your website or your videos or your articles. You want to optimize them for those terminologies, okay? Essentially, you want to find the common question, commonly asked questions, frequently asked questions, FAQ, right, of your ideal customers, and you want to answer those questions. And there's a ton of those questions. You can find more questions by relating with your audience. You already know who your customers are. You know what their pain points are, right? And you just want to make sure you create enough content to cover as much as possible from as many angle as different as from as many perspective as possible, because you can answer the same question from about 100 different perspectives, because everybody's stories are different, right? And you want to find what all those things are. You want to continue to create content. If you outproduce your competition in content, in addition to optimizing the content, you win the game. Why? Because an average person would not take the time to do that. Okay? That's how you win the game. That's what I'm doing here, if you're wondering. Okay? I'm not actually the best in optimizing my videos yet. I'm working on that. However, when it comes to putting out content, I got that unlocked. When it comes to putting out content that's related to the topic, I got that unlocked. Now, there are other optimizing part of it that we're working on here, because those things also evolve with time. So on top of the fact that you want to hire the right person, okay, at the right price, of course, you want to make sure that these are people that stay on top of their game. Does that make sense? You want to make sure that these are people that stay on top of their game. That means they're a student of the game, and they are learning every day. Because once upon a time, YouTube, for example, content would show on the when you search, okay? When you search, content will show. But nowadays, YouTube will show your content, will suggest your content to people that their algorithms thinks they would like it, okay? And how do they know? Because they've engaged with your video in the past. They've watched your videos all the way to the end. They watch higher percentage of the time on your video, watch time and retention rate, right? They engage with your video. They click thumbs up. They click share on your video. If they do any of those things, the higher they do those things, the more YouTube will show your videos to them. Why? Because they want people to continue to watch videos on their platform, because that's how they make money from ad revenues. When it comes to Google search, right, it's similar, a little bit different. There's no such thing as suggested or anything like that on there. There is, okay, but it's a little bit different, okay? But the key thing here to understand is that all of these platforms are optimizing content results, search results, based on people's past history of information that they consume, okay, in addition to relevancy. So, bottom line here is this, okay? To figure all that out can take time. It takes time, skills, okay? And yes, money, if you don't have the time to learn the skills and to be trying to remain a student of search engine optimization. And that money can range from anywhere from $5 an hour to $150 an hour, depending on who you're hiring, okay? Depending on your budget, okay? So you heard what I just said. Yes, anywhere from $5 an hour, if you're hiring some kid in India who claims to know what they do, it's a risk, okay? But maybe it's not a risk that's too risky, you know? But I personally will find a middle ground somewhere in the balance there, right? Where you can pay maybe $50, $70 an hour, or maybe you can pay a flat fee starting from $1,000 for a few pieces of content a month, okay? But you need to understand what you're paying for. You pay one time for the right person, and then that website, that article, that video will continue to get exposure over time. Yes, perpetually, if it's optimized right the first time for a long time. And if you increase the number of content on a regular basis that you're putting out there that are getting optimized, the return on investment is infinity. Okay? It's not, you can't put a number on it. Okay? It's infinity if it's done right. Because eventually you will build a brand on top of that, because people will know you for that topic. And the kind of return on investment you're going to get out of a robust brand online is, again, infinity. You can't really track where all the traffic are coming from, because you have this massive brand, because people know you for what you do, for providing all the information over time. That's why I take my time to make sure that this come out every day, in addition to, of course, serving you, but I'm getting that return because I've perpetually committed to serving you by giving you all this information from time to time to help you answer questions that people have. And you need to do the same thing with your business. You need to find out what the frequently asked questions about your business, about your product, your services, about the pain that your ideal customers are going through. And you want to start creating content around them and optimizing them and optimization of them. You can outsource that. If you do it yourself, it will cost you time and skill. If you outsource it, it will cost you money. And the money is going to cost you depending on the skill of the person you're hiring. And, so sometimes I would say, should you go with somebody that's new in the business? That's completely up to you. I can't teach you what to do on that. Should you go with someone that have reputation in the business? That's completely up to you. Depends on your budget, okay? But just understand that the return on investment, however, if it's done right, is infinity, and you can't really put a price on search engine optimization. Unlike if you go advertise on Facebook, you pay for every click you get. Once you shut down the campaign, it's done. It's a wrap. Okay. If you put out a good enough amount of number, if you put out 100 search engine optimization campaign, you cannot turn it off. Even if you try, you can't just turn it off and pause it. Okay. Because it grows like I said, perpetually, exponentially, if you do it right. So I wanted to give you that insight when it comes to search engine optimization, the cost of it. Again, it can range from anywhere from $5 an hour to $150 an hour, depending on who you're hiring, and depends on how much content you're optimizing and a few other factors like that. Okay. So, but the first step I would tell people is that make sure learn as much as you can learn about search engine optimization before you hire somebody. And that takes me to the next offer I'm going to give you, which is, you see the link on the screen? It's about $5,000 a month, monthly. It's about downloading my free PDF, which is 15 steps to six figures. But also, you will learn how to generate free traffic and free leads. Essentially, I covered the step-by-step of search engine optimization there. So go ahead and go register for that webinar. As soon as you register, you will find information about the how to download as a bonus. Okay, how to download free leads, free traffic through search engine optimization in there. Okay. And please give me a thumbs up, give me a share, okay? Share this video with people you think. Share with your circle of influence. Just click share below and comment below your questions, your thoughts. Absolutely, let me know. Share that below, I'll appreciate that. And hopefully, you've been enlightened and educated. More importantly, make sure you reserve a seat in the free masterclass. You want to learn how to make $5,000 over the next 30 days, working completely from home, okay, online. Or you want to learn how to generate free leads and free traffic for your business, or you want to learn my 15 steps to six figures, okay? All completely online. Just go ahead and reserve a seat in the free masterclass. That's OlaTux, T-U-X, olatux.com/mastermind. Hopefully, you've been enlightened and educated. I'll see you on the next one, and peace.